Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
You got it right this time.
Yes, I caught myself, though.
Just about. It's a very frosty morning today.
A little bit. It's not cold or anything, but it's just enough that there's that little bit of frost we got overnight that means you do have to scrape the windows.
Yeah, thankfully I left my car in the garage because I removed the snow brush from my vehicle. It is sitting in my room where I want it to stay permanently.
Why do you ever take your snow brush out of your car?
Because it takes up space in the back seats that I never use.
I was going to say, are you hauling so many things or so many people that you're pressed for space?
No, and I'm going to sound like a really weird neat freak here, but I really hate having clutter in my car. So having my electrical cords to plug my car in overnight or having my snow brush in, it bothers me if I'm never needing it.
That's what trunks are for.
I know. I know, I have a trunk. I don't know why I'm not using it for my snow brush, but no, it's now sitting in my room. I will not use it this year, Reader.
Nick and Reader are spicing up their face masks.
Break out the markers, glue, glitter, and elbow macaroni. It's mask making time. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Friday, which is great. We were actually talking about this yesterday, how Friday is probably the best day of the week.
It is pretty great.
You said it's your favorite day of the week, right? Because it's that once you're off work, you got that whole weekend
ahead of you.
Yeah. And then, for me, Friday's my favorite day, again, because the weekend is there. Friday and Saturday usually are on par. But we were also talking about some of our most hated days. And you said Sunday night. That is the worst.
Well, it's because the weekend is over, but I don't really hate any time. Let's be clear.
Okay.
Any day is a good day, but you know, Sunday night, you're kind of sitting there, it's like, well, the weekend's done.
Yeah.
But we don't want to think about that. We want to think about the weekend ahead.
Yes, you got to think about the week after that. For me, my least favorite day is Tuesday because I always get it confused with other days of the week. I think, it's Wednesday. We're closer to the weekend. No, it's still Tuesday. So that's for me, it's not Mondays or Sundays. It's Tuesday.
Reader likes to text recipes to Nick.
Nick likes to text pictures of every spider he sees to Reader.
It's more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
A couple days ago, we were actually talking about how we were missing a lot of stuff in our house.
Yeah.
Specifically, scissors. And you said that after weeks and weeks, you finally found yours in your couch.
Tucked away in the couch somehow, yeah.
Man. So that gave me the thought, maybe because I lost my scissors a couple months back, maybe I should go and check the couch. And yesterday I did that. Couldn't find it.
Not there?
Nope. Which means that they're probably gone forever.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's a shame. But I'm also realizing something. It's more than just the scissors I've been losing lately. This week specifically, I have lost two hair ties, which usually, I don't know how I've lost them, but they usually last me 6 months before they either break or I lose them. So, I went through two hair ties, and I lost my car keys twice.
Wow.
Yeah, so what actually happened was when I went to go unlock my door, I forgot the key in the lock, and I forgot about that. Usually I think it's in my jacket pocket or something like that, until my roommate has told me twice this week. He said, oh yeah, by the way, you forgot your car keys on the door.
So here's the question. Did the roommate bring the keys in, or did he leave them in the door?
That would have been really poor etiquette if he left it in the door. Thankfully, he is actually respectful. He brought them inside and left them on the table for me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until he told me because the other day when I was getting ready for work, I'm wondering, where are my keys? I go into the kitchen, see them on a kitchen table. I thought I placed them there. It wasn't me.
Oh, boy.
It was my roommate, but bless him.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
You're listening to Fox FM, and I already started my morning off in a weird way.
Yeah?
I burnt my tongue just like 2 minutes ago.
Oh,
you heard me drinking my coffee, and I just yelled, ah, that's hot!
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
As coffee usually is.
Unfortunately.
You see, I'm not a coffee drinker. I do drink tea, but I have to let it cool down a bit before I can drink it. Like, yep. I can't drink it scalding hot.
The worst part about tea is that when you let the water boil, it takes so long to cool down as opposed to coffee, which is just hot as opposed to boiled. But this is going to be stupid. This happened to me last week where I poured some coffee into my cup at home and it was a little bit too full. So I decided I'll just sip it up until I can make it a little bit lower so I can pour some milk in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing that was a bad idea. I ended up burning my lips as well.
Oh,
but I still powered on and
just tough it out.
Yep.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader's favorite activity this time of year: waiting in line at the car wash.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader, did you see the new Olympic uniform for Team Canada?
I did. It looks pretty good. I dig the denim.
I really like it. It's this jean jacket, and it looks like it's been spray painted.
Yeah.
And it looks so cool, and it looks so casual. But here's the thing, so many people are ragging on it. People hate it.
Oh.
I don't know why they do. I can see it doesn't look like an Olympic shirt or an Olympic suit, but there's nothing wrong with the Canadian tux.
Heck no. I love it. I will always wear that. I haven't had one in a long time, but that doesn't mean I don't love a good denim jacket.
Yeah, a previous coworker, he rocked the Canadian tux all the time. He was the only person I knew that actually looked good in Canadian tux. Every day he wore one. And what's funny is we all partaked in a polar plunge, and you had to wear a costume. So we called ourselves the Denim Demons.
Nice.
And our costume for doing a polar plunge was a Canadian tux. Yes, in minus 17, we jumped into a pool of cold water in a full denim suit.
I thought maybe you were just going to do denim cutoffs for trunks.
Oh, man, no, full pants. We went all or nothing. It's the only way to do it. You got to look like Larry and Tyser and send it.
Yeah, the nice thing is about these, it's the one kind of less traditional part of the uniform, because there's the regular jackets, because these, as I understand, these denim jackets are for the closing ceremony.
Yes, that's what it's for. So, you know, it's not like they're going to wear it all the time during the Olympics.
And everything, you know, by that time, the games are over, they can kind of relax, let their hair down a bit, and just enjoy the closing ceremony.
So what do you think about the new Canadian tux for the Olympics? Yesterday, Patrick posted that on our social media page, Facebook at MoreFoxFM, if you want to go and check it out. And let us know what you think about it.
Worried about ticks? Reader says look at the bright side. It could be tarantulas.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
You're listening to Fox FM. with Eddie Q and Reader in the morning.
Would you have to clear your throat before you talk?
So I'm very much looking forward to checking my mailbox later today. I'm expecting a package from a friend of mine who lives on the other side of the country, and he's sending me a box of date cookies.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's something I haven't had in a long time. I'm not going to gatekeep, but it is a kind of a Middle Eastern thing as well. You can find them a lot in Middle Eastern bakeries and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's going to bring back some really good memories. I'm super excited to check the mailbox for it. And I'm just wondering, have you ever gotten any cool like care packages or stuff like that before?
Actually, just last month, I had to spend the first part of the month at home isolating. My brother and his family and his two daughters, he and his wife and the four of them, they sent me a little care package that had a puzzle, like a cool DC Comics jigsaw puzzle in it to help me the time. The girls made me little cards, letters, and they made me a countdown thing. saying you have this long that you have to stay home until you can go back to work. So that was really nice.
That's actually super adorable. I really enjoy those care packages because it really makes you feel like that you're being thought of by friends, family, whomever. Last month as well, my dad ended up sending me a care package from home. Again, just stuff that I used to have as a child, where he sent us some like Arabic sweets, cheeses, like a nut mix, quality street chocolate.
I was going to say the big tin of quality street chocolate.
That's something that we used to have all the time. Yeah. It's just as a kid, my dad always liked to buy quality street chocolates.
Cool.
And so, yeah, it brought back a lot of good childhood memories. And that is possibly one of the best gifts I've ever received from my dad, ever. Yeah. It just, again, it's that really big, meaningful thing. And again, it makes you feel so thought of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanted to know if anybody else got something similar. Have you received a really cool care package or just something, a gift in the mail from a friend or family that you'd like to talk about? Give us a shout. Call or text 306-783-3699 or make sure to check out our Facebook page at MoreFoxFM.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.